Hey, this is Chris Johnson. It's Christmas Day right now, as I'm rolling on this motherfucker, and you know what I've fucking done today? Well, first off, what time is it? It's about 6:42. Actually, that's not about 6:42. That's a pretty exact time. It's 6:42. I've been awake for maybe 3 hours? Maybe a little more than 3 hours. I haven't done a fucking thing today. I got nothing going on. A lot of people got parties, all that shit happening. You know what I did today? Laundry. I've been doing laundry. And, you know, people got parties. They got family members. They got people who give a shit about them. People that want to fucking hang out with them. I got none of that, you know. So I'm just fucking doing laundry. Of course, I'm being a little bit facetious. All my shit was done on Christmas Eve. That's why I'm not doing fucking dick on Christmas Day. It's like a recovery day. I had to fucking work yesterday. And if you heard the podcast over the weekend, I did leave early. I did. I fucking bounced about 2 hours early. And then I had to go to my mom's house for a fucking get together with my fucking sisters and nieces and nephews and shit. And then I had to go to my cousin's house for a get together with like my aunts and cousins, the fucking Yankee swap and shit. And then I went to the B Machines party at night. So, I mean, I got my ass up early at like fucking 7:30 in the morning. I probably went to bed last night like 5. So it was a 24-hour day. Something happened to me last night at the B Machines Christmas party. That's where all the action is. His parents are there. They get fucking lit up. I'm not a big drinker, although I will drink over there. I do bring like a 6-pack over there, and I fucking pound about half of it before I bounce. But I'm a responsible guy. I was there for about 5 hours, 3 drinks. I'm fucking ready to roll at the end of the night. There's a couple weird things that happened there. First off, B Machines lady was there, but I didn't think he was with his lady anymore. Last I heard that she wanted space. You know, that shit. I don't know what kind of space was needed. I don't know what kind of relationship they had. Maybe they were just like, you know, backing off a little bit. But from what I understood, you know, maybe the occasional text, they weren't hanging out. I fucking roll in there last night, a little after 10 o'clock. I got my 6-pack in hand. And I know B Machine's parents' house. I've been there fucking multiple times. I've spent the night there. I've gone there every year for Christmas for at least the last 5 years, I want to say. Because the first time I was there, I was still fucking married. I've been married for about 4 fucking years, easy. So I know the fucking lay of the land. I know where the bathrooms are. I know the fucking lay of the house. I know where the fucking food is. And I know where they keep the fucking drinks. They got like a fucking like porch sunroom type thing out back. And there's like a fucking cooler in there. And it's a fucking cold non-heated room. So you can keep your fucking booze back there and it stays fucking cold. That way you don't have to use like a fridge or freezer or shit like that. So I walk in. This fucking dad walks up to me with his sexy Southern Virginia accent. He's like, hey, motherfucker, Merry Christmas, eh? First stop, you know, shake hands, say hello to everybody. And then the next stop is I gotta get this fucking booze outside. I gotta keep this shit cold. So I go to the back room there and I see B Machine out there like talking to somebody. So I open the door and I'm about to put my 6-pack out there. And it's the fucking woman. It's the woman that he was dating. I don't know if they're back together. I don't know if they reconciled, but it's Christmas fucking Eve night. Like, maybe there's a reconciliation. Normally, like, you just don't hang out with your ex on Christmas Eve. You know how many times I've hung out with my ex on Christmas Eve? Zero. So I'm out there. I open the door. And he like, fucking jumps back. He's like, Chris, could you give us a second? Could you just give us a second? I was like, give you a second? I was like, motherfucker, I didn't come out here to say hi. I don't give a shit how you're doing. I'm putting my fucking booze out here. Motherfucker reacted as if I like, walked into them fucking. Like, what's going on back here? You're just having a normal conversation. I don't give a shit what you're talking about. I'm not jumping into the conversation. I'm just opening the door to put my fucking booze back here. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, put the fucking booze back there. I'll fucking bounce. I don't give a shit. He's like, oh, okay, thanks. That's goofy enough. Seeing that scene's goofy enough. Later on that night, I'm sitting there. I'm like in the kitchen. I mean, like in a chair. I got like my legs crossed, but I got them like dude crossed. There's many layers of crossing your legs. Like, ladies can just fucking, you know, go fucking full-on cross because they don't have the cock and balls. You know, sometimes dudes can't do the full cross like that. They got the cock and balls there. You can't crunch that shit. And sometimes you just don't have the fucking flexibility. I go, you know, I sit down. When I do the fucking leg cross, I got, like, the figure four. You know what I'm talking about? Like, if you stand up and you put your fucking leg cross, you can see, the figure four. So it's not like, bent too far down. So, like, my leg is just, like, out, you know? So one of his friends was leaving. Have you said, hey, what's their name? I don't know. I see him every fucking year. I think one of them even follows me on Twitter and listens to the podcast. I don't know, but I don't know their fucking names. So she's leaving. Old Glasses is leaving. And all of a sudden, like, she's walking by. She's giving people hugs. She's shaking people's hands. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm watching this, just sitting at the kitchen table, like, I don't really need to do any of these things. I don't need to shake hands. I don't need a hug or anything like that. Like, we're not really buddies. So I might just say, like, bye. You know what I mean? Just say, like, make eye contact, bye, have a good Christmas, shit like that. But then, like, what fucking happened after that was, like, I'm sitting there and she, like, rubbed my inner thigh. And that's a weird situation, right? Rubbing the inner thigh, like, just like right in the knee, like, couple taps and a rub, like, hey, have a good Christmas, good to see you. The fuck is that? First of all, it's not like she wanted a piece of my cock, but that's the main worry by rubbing the inner thigh. You're less than 12 inches from my Johnson at that point. Johnson's close. Even if you're a woman, if you're sent like that, the inner thigh grab for the woman is even weird. It's like, whoa, what the fuck are you doing here? Get your fucking hand out of there, dude. But, you know, a woman doing that, like, I look down at it. I'm like, yeah, take care. Like, the fuck, I'm looking around. Did anybody else see this? I told everybody the rest of the night. I was like, dude, when Glasses left, she grabbed my inner thigh and gave me, like, you know, a little rub-a-dub, a little rubberoo there. I don't really know what the fuck that was. I mean, that's weird, right? I mean, I'm asking people because I think it's weird. It's weird, right? And everybody was like, yeah, that's a little fucked up. Like, why is somebody grabbing my fucking inner thigh? I mean, I'm adorable. Let's get that clear. But, like, you gonna do the inner thigh grab? I don't know about that shit. So I guess what I'm saying is if I ever meet you, or even if I know you in passing, or, you know, maybe if we're kind of close, I think it's a little much to grab the inner thigh. Inner thigh is like a couple things. Like, partners grab the inner thigh, or sometimes you do it when you're, like, fucking with somebody. So keep away from my thigh, or, you know, maybe take a shot at it, I guess. I don't know. I'll be back, though, Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get your new podcast episodes. Every episode's on Podbean, the website, or the app. You can catch me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play as well. Follow me on Twitter, JohnsonHateYou, on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes, and you can keep checking up on the podcast and my Facebook timeline as well. It's a nice, solid burp to end it on.